We had Ted Cruz, the Republican presidential candidate, on the program earlier this week, and he says he wanted to, quote, carpet bomb ISIS. Now, he wasn't specific on what he wants to carpet bomb, but you can hear plenty of analysts and military people who said this air campaign is very limited, that other campaigns have been much, much larger, and even Britain's new contribution is not that large. Why not do a lot more?
Well, what we're going to do is add more precision strike capability to the campaign. We need to minimize civilian casualties in this, and I don't think we can tolerate any kind of carpet bombing of occupied civilian areas. What we need to do is to degrade the infrastructure, take out the oil fields from which they derive their revenue. They've been trading and selling oil, cut off their supply routes between Iraq and Syria, attack their arms depots, their logistics, their command and control. And we need to do that in a way that minimizes any collateral damage or risk of civilian casualties.
Understanding the risk to people and also the political risk of civilian casualties, are you too concerned about that?
We are, yes. We have very strict rules of engagement. I sign off on the targets that are selected, that are pre-selected, the deliberate targets.
You yourself sign off on the targets.
I sign off on the deliberate targets, but there are also dynamic targets where aircraft are in close air support of ground forces. But where we're going to attack a particular depot or supply route or an oil wellhead, I have to be satisfied that we are doing everything possible to minimize civilian casualties.
Does that limit things, that it has to go all the way up to your level? Hitting a particular truck goes up to your depot.
Well, yes, but we have to be sure we're not making life any worse. It's pretty grim already in Syria. For example, we've been attacking the oil installations. We've not been attacking gas because the population there depends on gas supplies for their daily life.